Okay, you're on. Go ahead.
Folks, this is Mike again. I wanted to dictate something separate about Jake, the fellow who you've heard from me a bit about before. A number of you have sent money to him, and I cannot tell you how much that helps him, not only with the practical aspects of it, but also the attitude that after 25 years, somebody cares about him. I mean, it's just beyond belief. Now, this is in addition to him being able to buy new underwear, vitamins. He bought a script typing wheel. He loves to type, and he has an old typewriter now that works. And he's been able to, because of the contributions you folks have made, he's been able to quit a job that he hated. He was doing laundry for people in here for $3 a month per inmate. And he wasn't complaining about it. That was how he was living. But it was really driving him crazy, particularly because some of the inmates didn't like him doing it, and they kept writing him up to the police, and the police, which is what we call the guards, kept hassling him about it. So it was a never-ending drama for him. He's now been able to quit that. He still works, but he focuses on what he calls his hobby crafts, repairing people's shoes, and people are very grateful to him, in addition to the fact that since he met Ken and Ella through me, his physical condition has dramatically improved. He couldn't walk without a walker before. He now can walk, although it's still awkward because he had a terrible accident years ago, hit a car 70 miles an hour while he was on his motorcycle, broke his hip in four places, was in a coma for a long time, blah, 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 which I think I've already gone over. But he now is dramatically improved based on using homeopathic remedies that Ella, Ken's wife, has prescribed to him, and using a discipline called Hoponopo, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, that I do for him and he does for himself also. Anyway, you folks have dramatically improved the life of a very worthwhile human being that shouldn't be in here. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. He got convicted of a crime that 2 years later, I think it was, somebody else admitted to. He's not guilty of it, but the state would never let him out because he didn't have the money to pay an attorney to do it. So he's satisfied with where he is in life, particularly now that it's improved so dramatically based on you folks' support. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.